What's up, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of your favorite podcast. This is Laid Back Fridays, and I'm your host, Wesley. Are you having a good Friday? I certainly am having a good Friday. The weather is amazing, though it rains a few minutes after like an hour, then it rains, then after another hour, then it rains. But it's good. It's a fine weather. You can certainly go out if you need to. Yeah, the weekend is upon us, finally, and I can't wait to delve into today's topic just in a second. But first, if you're thinking of getting a new phone this month, well, the Galaxy S22 Ultra has been dropped down in price on Amazon. And by the way, this is not sponsored, so you might want to check that out. So today's topic has actually been influenced by a lot of tech stuff around me. I was actually debating with a friend of mine whether getting the Galaxy S23 is still worth it in 2024, and guess what? It is. I mean, the phone is just a year old, okay? How could you not consider that? Anyway, forget, the pricey flagships. I know we've got a bunch of them, you know, in stores right now. The elephants in the room, which are obviously the Galaxy S24 Ultra and the iPhone 15 Pro Max. But the iPhone 14 Plus and the Galaxy S23 are still great phones, which is what I'm actually gonna talk about today. You know, despite the market being so saturated with smartphones and all that, older devices from Apple, Samsung and Google still offer, you know, a lot of value. You know, if you're on the hunt for a new phone, you'll naturally be drawn to the latest models from the top devices, from the top device makers, right? And you certainly can't go wrong with choosing among the best phones to recently hit the market. I'm talking about the Galaxy S24 series, and which actually came out earlier this year, 2024, on February, I think it was. And the iPhone 15 series, which is actually from last year. And we also got the Google Pixel 8 series, you know, just to name a few. These are all great phones, but increasingly, phone makers, you know, are keeping the older models on sale alongside their successors. And sometimes, picking up the older flagship phone is the better buy, right? Apple emerged something of a leader in this trend, I might say, because they launched new iPhones, but kept a few old models in its lineup at, you know, reduced prices. For example, in addition to four iPhone 15, you know, models, you've also got the iPhone 14, we've got the iPhone 14 Plus, and also the iPhone 13 to consider. You cannot go wrong with these options, right? But top Android phone makers are keeping their own models around for longer these days. After the, after the first two Galaxy S updates, Samsung marked down the previous year's flagship and kept it on sale. You know, in this instant, that's the Galaxy S23. You know, when you head over to Google Store, and you can still find both the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro alongside the newer Pixel 8 models. And up until last month, you could have gotten a Pixel 6 8 too. Though the that phone has since been dropped to make way for the upcoming Pixel 8 release. So the point is, anyone shopping for a new phone has more choices than ever before to consider, and that's a welcome development. Many of us are, you know, holding on to phones longer these days, right? You don't want to give them away, you just want to keep them in the box, you know, sealed away, and you might just want to go back, look at them and see how good they are, and just put them back in the box. Why shouldn't phone makers do the same? You know, after all, the features that, you know, impressed us when a phone debuts don't suddenly disappear once a newer model arrives on the scene, right? Take, for example, 2022's Pixel 7, right? Yes, I know the Pixel 8 benefits from a newer chipset and a brighter display, but the Pixel 7 still delivers smart features like photo unblur and, direct my call while continuing to take the kind of excellent photos you'd expect from one of Google's smartphones. Plus, it's $100 less than the Pixel 8. It doesn't get better than this, guys. It doesn't. The Google Pixel 7 was $599, and now it's priced at $399 at Amazon. See? This is one hell of a deal, guys. It is, in my opinion, though, right? I don't know about yours, but it is with no doubt that the Pixel 7 was one of our favorite camera phones when it came out in 2022. And even though more advanced phones are available now, you can still expect great photos from this handset. The Tensor G2 chipset powers a number of useful AI features. And because this is a Google phone, you definitely get any Android software updates promptly. So this is a good deal. Buying older Android models, you know, used to be a race against time. You know, given the limited software support windows for even leading Android flagships, but software and security support is more extensive on the Android side, you know, these days, right? Even though the Galaxy S24 and Pixel 8 phones have extended support to, you know, 7 years, which is bonkers, the predecessors, you know, still offer 4 years of software updates. So you're not shortchanging yourself by opting for the older phone. Really, it might seem like a downgrade because it is, but really you're just still getting the same features available on your flagships. So we might say this is kind of like a win-win. To me it is. You know, there are some challenges though, you know, to including an older model in your search for a new phone. Among them is identifying when it comes, you know, when it makes more sense to skip the latest and greatest hardware in favor of its predecessors. As with any purchase where you go for the, you know, discounted product, you're making a trade-off and you have to be sure that, you know, the sacrifice is worth the savings. Here's how I would figure out if an older phone was the better option than a newer model. First off, I would identify the features that I'm giving up. Okay, so you need to identify the features that you're giving up. You know, obviously we are at a stage, you know, in the development of smartphones where radical changes from year to year are few and, you know, far between. Instead, you're more likely to see subtle, you know, improvements, an upgraded camera sensor here, a brighter display there, a new chipset that offers better power management features and so on. Every so often, there will be a marquee feature that makes this year's model stand out from the previous phone you're considering. So your mission: figure out what's changed, then decide if those changes really matter to you. Okay, let's take the Galaxy S23, for example, which Samsung offers, you know, for $100 less than the $799 Galaxy S24. That came out a few months ago. A glance and, you know, at the Galaxy S24 versus the Galaxy S23 differences reveals that the newer model has a brighter display and an upgraded Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 chipset that helps, you know, the S24 last longer on a charge. There were no significant changes to the cameras, you know, from what the Galaxy S23 offers. You know, really, the biggest addition to the Galaxy S24 involved the Galaxy AI features, where your phone can now perform otherwise time-consuming tasks like, you know, formatting your notes and identifying, you know, different speakers in an audio recording. I'm impressed, you know, by those Galaxy AI, you know, capabilities, but they are also available to the Galaxy S23 via Samsung's One UI 6.1 software update. So you're not missing out even if you choose the Galaxy S23 over the latest Galaxy S24. And, you know, with the arrival of this Galaxy S24, Samsung actually cut the price of the last year's Galaxy S23 to $699. It is expected, right? You can save additional money by, you know, trading in a phone with your purchase. You know, I know the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset on the Galaxy S23 remains a top performer, and a software update delivers the same, you know, Galaxy AI features that, you know, make the more expensive Galaxy S24 so appealing. In other words, one of the, you know, primary reasons of, you know, for getting a Galaxy S24 is now available on the Galaxy S23. Unless you really need a brighter display or extended battery life, the Galaxy S23 would be a fine alternative to Samsung's current flagship, right? And number two, you need to pay attention to performance and battery, right? If you need to get an older phone, that is not a flagship, or maybe that is a flagship, I would say, you need to pay attention to performance and battery. Everyone considers, you know, the categories that are most important to them when you're researching which smartphones to buy. Opting for an older phone changes the calculus, though. If you don't already look at how a phone performs on benchmarks and battery tests when deciding which one to buy, you really need to, you know, when an older model is under consideration. Mm-hmm. Why such a priority, you may ask? Because over time, performance begins to lag and battery life declines. It is expected. Battery, when charged over and over, it kind of like diminishes its power, and the phone is unlikely to perform the way it was when it was new. So you want to make sure that your older phone is starting out from a strong position in those categories so that you can count on it lasting as long as possible, right? Among the year-old phones still on offer from the likes of Apple, Google, and Samsung, the iPhone 14 Plus is arguably the best positioned in those categories. Apple's iPhone 14 Plus model runs on an A15 Bionic chipset, which still has some pep in it, even if it's not the newest Apple silicon on the block. Verizon currently sells the iPhone 14 Plus for $829. But it will wipe out the cost of that phone if you open a new line of data on a 5G unlimited plan with the carrier. Your savings come in the form of bill credits spread out over 36 months, I believe. The iPhone 14 Plus lasts, all day on a charge, and it captures excellent photos. It also runs, the latest version of iOS, with updates likely to continue for another 4 years, which is good. This is good. So you might not want to upgrade up until the next 4 years when, the iPhone 16 or the 17 comes out so it's still a good phone. And more impressively, the iPhone 14 Plus lasted just shy of 12 hours on a battery test. 12 hours, roughly 2 hours longer than the average smartphone. If there's an older phone that's going to defy its age in terms of performance, it's this one, really. And finding a good deal when picking up an older, phone at markdown price is cool enough. But what's really cool is picking up the older phone, when it's been further discounted from its markdown price. Our look at the best phone deals tends to, skew towards newer models, but we still keep tabs on, on the best Galaxy S23 deals as well as iPhone 14 deals. Savings can come and go, I know, but if you look at those features and offers, you're likely to find further discounts on a model that's already being offered for less. Older phones are worth it. Older phones are worth it, guys. Not everyone is going to want to pick up a year older phone when it's time to get a new handset. Sometimes I know the latest hardware is just too compelling to pass up, or there's a feature you really consider to be a must-have, and that's understandable, really. But the days of automatically dismissing an older phone from consideration are over. There are just too many options that still deliver strong, features for a good price. And if those features line up with what you're looking for in a phone, you shouldn't hesitate to buy it, just because it's, the latest model. Yeah. So you had it from here, guys. The iPhone 14 Plus and the Galaxy S23 are still worth it in 2024, and you can still, get them at such awesome discounted prices. You don't have to go, for the latest models. Yes, I know they offer such awesome AI features and it's tempting, but save that money for a rainy day. You never know when you might need it. So yeah, the older models still pack a punch and therefore worth considering. And that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Have a lovely weekend. Peace out.